Let's continue our discussion of the Gedoyli Mikubalim in the previous generations. We're up to the year of Tavkuf Pei to Tavresh Pei Zayin, something called Rabbi Mesod Kohen El Chadad. Again, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Beit Eibet is a very old and unique and very special yeshiva, which was zoche to have in the base medrash Gedoyli Gedolim Kubalim, one generation of another generation. So again, he was one of the Rosh Hashivas of that Tekufa, and he wrote a very, very again, they're all very good books, they were all very used. His volume is called Simchas Kohen. It's Be'etim is really out of print, but I spoke to one of the grandchildren. I met him in Eretz Yisrael. I called him up and I said I want a copy, and they're not available in the stores anymore, but you can go over to their house. Anybody wants a copy, I can give you a phone number to call, and they'll be happy to give you one. So the Simchas Kohen, again, on the Etz Chaim, on the Sidur HaShash, tremendous help to give us Biurim and understanding in the Kitva Arizal. Later on in there's somebody called Rabbi Aaron Shlomo Maril. Now we're coming to the, you know, very close to our generations. He lived in Tavrish Pei, to Rav Pei Zayin, and he wrote a very good sefer called Tomer Chaim Zachu, which is on Etz Chaim. Now again, that also is out of print, but there are places where you can get a copy, a photocopy of it. They don't sell the sefer anymore. It's a tremendous work. It's on the entire Etz Chaim, which is hard to find. A lot of authors would start writing the Pirush on Etz Chaim and never finish it, like the Leshem and the Kerem Shlomo and others. But he's done a very good job over there, going through a sizable amount of the Etz Chaim. After that, we have Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who lives around Tavrish Chavtet, Tavrish Tadetet. He also comes from Baghdad, Chachme Beit El, and he's most famous for his halachic work called the Kaf Chaim. Kaf Chaim, people know him for a big, big poisik, a genius in halacha. But if you go through the Kaf Chaim properly, you'll see it's full of Kabbalah. He was a great Kabbalist there, and again, one of the Hasidim over there in the Chachme Bet El, and followed the ways of the Shash and the Rizal. And it's tremendous the way he goes around in the Kaf Chaim, bringing down halachas, and he always managed somehow to bring in the Shach Kavonas of the Rizal. It's very interesting. Okay, then you have Rabbi Salmon Eliyahu. Now, Salmon Eliyahu, tremendous work, better known as the Kerem Shlomo, one of the fundamental basics Sfarim, nothing fancy. One of the it's like a Rashi on the Etz Chaim. It's a tremendous work. Unfortunately, far from finishing the Etz Chaim, I told you the story beforehand how he was the one that on his way to the to work, to take a boat trip to for a business trip. He wasn't from, and he met with the Ben Ish Chai to get a bracha. The Ben Ish Chai convinced him to stay and learn, and then he finally decided to cancel his trip and to go into full-time learning. Became a big Talmid Chacham and a huge Mekubal, and he wrote this tremendous work called Kerem Shlomo, which he calls for the Balabatim. He says it appears for the Balabatim, but he wrote a more extensive work, more a Pisod, which unfortunately was burnt, and obviously it wasn't a Ratzon Hashem that we should have that copy. Later on, Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Yeshua Pataya. Pataya is famous for his sefer called Minchas Yehuda, Bet Lechem Yehuda on the Etz Chaim, Yain Rokach Ala Idros on the Zohar. Tremendous contribution again to the Havon of the Etz Chaim. It's widely quoted by Matuk Midvash. Tavresh Yutet to Tavshin Beis, very, very important work. The Minchas Yehuda was many, 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 many years ago, it was introduced to me. by a chaver, and he told me that if you want chizuk for Rosh Hashanah, you have to read this. Elul, take the sefer and read it. In the middle of the, I think in when he describes the nevuah of Yechezkel, over there he has a section hidden away called ruchot, which speak about lost souls which haven't done their tikkun and don't have any bodies and they don't have any place in the next world. So they're roaming around in the world and how they enter people's bodies. And he writes about this, and it's time that he used to go around. People come to him in flocks and ask them to extract these neshamas which would come into them and just drive them crazy. So he describes the process, how he would say various yichudim and blow the shofar on their ear, and so on. There was a whole series of things. What's most interesting, that he would, while doing that, having these neshamas at his access, he would ask them many questions. What's going on high? Tell me what this, tell me that, prove to me that this is who you are. And they would tell their stories. Where do you come from? Why didn't you zocher to the next world? And say, well, I was this and this, and I did this and this avera, and because of that and that, and this is what's happening to me. And he would ask the various neshamas of hundreds of people that would come to him. He would see that there was a common thread between all these different neshamas. And then once he would extract these neshamas from the person would wake up and feel like completely back to normal. But otherwise, they were completely overtaken by the neshamas in turmoil until they came to him. So he had these powers of using the practical side of the Kabbalah, which he did on a very frequent basis. Another very interesting story about the Rav Pataya was from Rabbi Agassi. this one is from the Bnei Aaron, which wrote a pirush on Shai Gigulim. So the Baal Bnei Aaron writes over there that he called his pirush Bnei Aaron because he had two children. His name was Aaron, and he had two children that died very young, like the Bnei Aaron. And he was very distressed about it, very very distressed, because they were tzaddikim and chassidim. And he was also, you know, doing Ratzon Hashem. He was wondering why his children were taken out at such an early age, and it was just wasn't sitting with him well. So finally, he met Rav Yehuda Pataya. Yehuda Pataya told him, "Listen, I can help you. What we're going to do is very simple. We're going to bring down the neshamas and ask them what happened exactly." Oh, okay, that easy? Yeah, no problem. Okay, so he takes his talit. This is a story which is written down. He takes his talit and puts it over his head. Now, Pataya puts it over his head and over the head of this Rav Agassi. And then they start saying Yechudim together and so on and so forth, after a Tanit and whatever. And then finally they bring down the two souls of the sons of this Bnei Aaron. And they ask them, "What happened? My sons, what happened? Your tzaddik and awesome, both of you died at the same time. It's a terrible tragedy. What happened?" And they explained that we weren't supposed to last very long in this world. We're actually the Gilgulim of the sons of Aaron HaKohen, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's brother. And his two sons had done an avera. They came to the Kodesh Kodoshim and brought an Eish Zara. And we're here to Mechapen. So that's why we'd come back in this generation and do the various tikkunim we had to do. And then we had to leave. That's it. We finished our tikkun. Oh. That was the end of the story, and therefore the author continues, and then he says, "I felt much better after that. I said my sons, and I found out there's nothing, no kudam in the mishpacha, and I understand things will happen for what they are." Just to show you the greatness of these people, how this was a common occurrence with them. We continue. Then we have somebody called Rabbi Sholom Hadaya. Again, they lived in the previous generation. Tavresh Chav Gimot Tav Shin Hei. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Bet El, again one of the latest generations after Simchas HaKohen, and he wrote again a famous sefer called Shalom Tzedek. Another tzaddik, which is called Rab Ovadiada, which is his son, Tavrish Nun to Tav Shin Chaf Tes, getting closer to our time. Again, after his father, he became the Rosh Hashiva of Bet El. And he he was there until he was the final Rosh Hashiva. He was the final Rosh Hashiva before the Chorban over there in Tavshin Ches, when the Arabs invaded the old city and destroyed the yeshiva. So he was the final Rosh Hashiva of Bet El. And he wrote also various Sfarim called Yaskil Avdi, Dei of Askel. Well, you'll hear this quoted as you go through the Sfarim. They quote, the Heideggers quote his Sfarim quite widely. Rabbi Ezra Atiyah, Tavresh Mem Zayin, Tavshin Lamed Hey, a great Mekubal, a great Pashtan, he was a Rosh Hashiva Port Yosef. Rav Mordechai Shrabi was Niftan Tavshin Mem Dalet. He was a Rosh Hashiva of a Yeshiva called Nar Shalom. So where did Nar Shalom come from? He came from Rav Shaul Dweck, that if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shaul Dweck started the Yeshiva again. He came from the original the Yeshiva Mekubalim from Beit El in the Eir Atika. And then they, all these tzaddikim, they went their own ways. Not all of them, some of them, and started only their own yeshiva, Chesed Avram, Nar Shalom, and another Bet El was started, as I mentioned beforehand, on the Chov Rashi, after the Chorban in Tavshin Ches.
Is Nar Shalom still going?
Yes, Nar Shalom is still going. It's on Rehov Shiloh, in Yerushalayim. Very striving and very active yeshiva, producing a lot of svarim, called Chovatanah, sidurim on chol, sidurim on all the regalim, on sidurim just on Sfirat Omer and Nanuim, and they're very, very active, a great contribution to the present-day Kabbalah learning. Besides, you have Rav Yaakov Katzin, Tavresh Samech to Tavshin Nun Hei. He was the Talmid Muvak of one of the Talmidim of the of Rav Shaul Dweck. Again, one of the Talmid Chachamim from Bet El, which did not find his place there, and finally left and started his own yeshiva, a yeshiva called Gan HaLevanon, and they learned Nistan, they learned Nigla as well. And he wrote, Rav Yaakov Katzin wrote a sefer which is also going to be well quoted, called O Levana, Kitise Aret, and others which help in the limud of the Rashash particularly. You have also somebody called Rabbi Sasson Mizrahi. Sasson Mizrahi, again, closer to our times, Tavresh Ein Dalet, Tavshin Nun Ches. Tavshin Nun Ches. He wrote a tremendous, very deep, very profound sefer called Bati Legane. It's five chalakim. He has an interesting story. He was one of the tzaddik nistarim in the previous generation, in our generation, and he unfortunately was nifta early. I think he was 58 years old when he was nifta. A great talmid chacham, very tenua in Yerushalayim. He would never give shiurim, always kept himself. He actually learned with Rav Yaakov Hillel. And Rav Yaakov Hillel convinced him to start writing and write his chidushim. And he said, what do I need to? What is it? Poshut pshat and everything. But nevertheless, after a lot of convincing, Rav Yaakov Hillel got him to write this chibur, which we have now today, five chalakim of the Bati Ligani, which you can see the tremendous bekiyas and the tremendous amkus, very, very original and very pshat, I could say as well. Not coming out with a tremendous chidushim that we've never heard, but rather migale what things are there. A big help in the learning of the Rashash. So that's the Bati Ligani. Sasson Mizrahi. Then, a famous personality, Rabbi Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, Tavresh Peidalit to Tavshin Nunchet. He was one of the Rosh Hashivas of Yeshivat Port Yosef. He wrote a great halachic works called Or Litzion. A great, but also in the Kabbalistic work, that's why I'm quoting him here. There's many Talmid Chachamim Yerushalayim, which I'm not going to quote, but I'm more focusing on the Mekubalim. But he wasn't coming out in the forefront as a Mekubal, but rather he was known to be there. And then you have, of course, Rav Kaduri. Rav Kaduri had his own yeshiva on Rehov David. Of David in Yerushalayim, which is still going, not very active, I think. There's various chaburas that were learning there that they told me recently they have stopped. They've gone back to Hanof. Rav Barel has written many sfarim. He had a chabur over there in Rav Kadur, which he told me recently that he left. And he hasn't written, not that I know of, any sfarim. He's written, he's very much known for teaching to very private students. He also has written a lot of kamiyas, focusing on that very much, mekabel kahal, giving brachot, and so on and so forth. But they're known to be a very great Talmid Chacham in his own right, true mekubal. Now, after that, you have another famous personality in Yerushalayim, which was also Niftar, which we have Daniel Frisch. Daniel Frisch has contributed an enormous amount to the present day, really to the present day thirst for Kabbalah. He wrote many Sfarim called, under the big umbrella called Matok Midvash. Matok Midvash started with a Pirush on the Zohar, which covers, I don't know, 30 chalakim, which Zohar is not very big, but they managed to extend it 30 chalakim, a fantastic, something indispensable pirush on the Zohar that really opens up the Havana of the Zohar. Tremendous work has gone through a lot of the Ramak Svarim, brought it down to easy lashonas. You can read, anybody can read them, very simple. They've written pirushim on the Idras, and also on the Ototzrayim, which is also a tremendous contribution to the people who want to start learning. They use that pirush and they find it very simple. Okay, so that is as much as I consider of the Mekubalim Shahaya that are no longer living. Now, in the present day situation, I think we have gone over that now. Okay, so next time, Mr. Shem, we'll go into the present situation, what's happening in Yerushalayim, and then I'd like to discuss as well some of the Svarim of the Arizal. Was important to understand the Seder and what to learn and how to learn them. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.